Delighted to have as my guest today, Gaz Jenkins, who is in his alter ego. He is, of course, Billy Joel. Good morning. How are you?
Hi there. I'm very good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Yeah, Billy Joel. It's a big boots to fill, really, isn't it?
Yes, very, very.
And you're around the country at the moment with your Uptown Girl, your tribute to Billy Joel. Can you tell us a bit about it?
So it's a new theatre show we launched in autumn last year, and it's essentially a celebration of Billy's music throughout the years. We perform all of his biggest hits and a couple of, you know, some of the lesser known songs as well. It's me and my band. There's costume changes. There's audience participation. It's a really fun show, and it's a pleasure to get to play these songs.
Yeah, so you've been a Billy Joel fan for a long time, I take it.
Yeah, I remember, you know, even as a child, you know, my mum playing Billy Joel songs in the car, like the Innocent Man album, which I would have been about 3 or 4 when it came out. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so you've said that you are doing, first of all, let's talk about the band. You've got a band behind you, so it isn't just a piano man. You do acts like that, don't you? But this time you've got a band behind you. Can you tell us a bit about your band?
Yeah, so we've been together probably about 4 or 5 years. They're all fantastic musicians. We've got guitar, bass, drums and saxophone, and the sax player plays sax, clarinet, flute, a bit of percussion, and it just really makes a huge difference to have a live band. They bring so much energy to the show and just bring the songs to life in a way that it's difficult to do when it's just you on your own.
Yeah, it is, and I love the fact you've got a saxophonist. My dad used to play the saxophone, and it always brings back memories.
Such a special instrument, and it just makes such a big difference. He's really a big feature of the show.
It is, I should imagine so. So you, in your advertising, you talk about 3 sort of critical moments or big moments in Billy Joel's life, like the old grey whistle test. Can you tell us about those a little bit?
Yeah, so the first half of the show is sort of split into 3 sections where we try and recreate 3 really famous live performances. So the first section is the Live from Long Island, 1982. It was the Nylon Curtain Tour, and Billy and the band go back to Nassau Coliseum and play the songs in what is essentially like a hometown gig. He even says, everybody we've ever known in our entire lives is here tonight. And then the second section is the Wembley 1984 concert, which was a big inspiration for me when I was putting the show together. That concert's on YouTube. And a lot of people that I speak to after shows or after gigs, they say, I was there. So that's really exciting to, you know, to meet people who were actually there. And then the third section is the 1978 Old Grey Whistle Test performances. So we sort of recreate that with the costumes and the song choices and things. It's a little bit like the Taylor Swift Eras tour. With Billy Joel's music.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And it's good to know, isn't it, that you've got people coming who have seen the real Billy Joel, if you like, and they come along to see you and are very happy to see you and see you performing.
Yeah, it's a really special part of the night for me to speak to people after the show. And especially now with Billy's health and with him cancelling his shows recently, it's been lovely to see people and to meet people who said, oh, we had tickets to see him, but then it got cancelled, so we've come to see you instead. And it's a real privilege for me to meet the fans and to chat to people who are big fans of his and, like you say, who have seen him live as well. And most of the time they are complimentary about the show, so that's good.
Well, of course, they've got to be complimentary, you know. You just have to look at the YouTube and you can see it is of top quality, really. The other thing about the performances as well is that you've got a huge catalogue to go at. I mean, people just don't realise, they don't think. I mean, I don't realise just how much of a back catalogue there is from Billy Joel.
Yeah, the show is 2 hours, and I feel like we could do another 2 hours with completely different songs. You know, it's tricky. Like we try and pick the best known songs so that, you know, sort of the hardcore Billy fans will enjoy the show, but then people who may not be familiar with all of his songs can still enjoy the show. And they leave, you know, a lot of the feedback that I get from people is, oh, I didn't realize that was his song. I didn't realize that was his song. I didn't realize I knew as many of his songs as what I did. So yeah, it's such a great collection of songs. And like I said before, it is a real privilege to get to perform these songs because it's such a beautiful body of work.
Yeah. Now, Gaz Jenkins, with a name like that, you've got to have a bit of Welsh in you, haven't you, somewhere along the line?
Yeah, born and bred in South Wales, Port Talbot.
Yeah.
But now I'm based in the northwest, just outside Blackpool.
Right. And you didn't fancy working in the steel trade then?
I did one day at the steelworks, and I realised very quickly that it wasn't for me. I was only 16 or 17 at the time, but yeah, it wasn't what I fancied doing.
Yeah, I mean, I did student work in the pottery industry and realised, I think what I'm aiming for is not this.
You know, yeah,
you get that, don't you? So, what made you move to the northwest then?
I came to Blackpool for college. There was a musical theatre course that I started, and I was meant to be here for 2 years, and 26 years later, still here.
That's good. It's the attraction of the sea air, I presume, is it?
Yeah. And there's always a lot of work. Whenever I've left, I've always ended up coming back because there's always so much performing work. And now it's home, more or less.
Yeah. Now, part of your work was you compared the legendary legends on the pier, didn't you, for a number of years?
Yeah, it wasn't the pier show.
Oh, right. Okay.
It was on the prom.
Yeah.
At a venue called The Sands.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah.
And my now wife was one of the dancers in the show, so I used to go and watch her in the show, and I absolutely loved it. It was four tribute acts a night, with dancers, a live band, and a compere. And it was a huge inspiration for me because I had a number of friends who were working as tributes in the show. And it just inspired me really to sort of put my own thing together. So when my wife and I, when she was pregnant, she came out of the show. And then I went into the show as the compere the following year. And I did three years there.
Yeah. And your tribute act, do you look like Billy Joel? I've seen you, and there is a resemblance to Billy Joel, isn't there? But is it the costumes and everything else that you get that makes it a good tribute act?
I always felt like we had similar noses. And I thought, oh yeah, I can get away with this. What I learned at Legends was you can do anything with costumes and wigs. Yeah. So, I've got a couple of wigs in the show that I've had made especially for it, along with his sort of trademark sunglasses. And then with, you know, the authentic looking costumes, I think, you know, I can sort of pass for him.
Yeah, that's good. And of course, he's had many years of working his way through, hasn't he, Billy Joel? Lots of different phases in his career.
Yeah. And it's fun to sort of revisit those, you know, the 70s costumes, the 80s costumes. I have previously shaved my head to look like what he looks like now, but I don't do that in this show, just because I didn't enjoy being bald.
No, if you go hair, keep it. Really, is the motto. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah,
it's clinging on for dear life at the minute, so I'll keep it as long as I can.
So, what's the motto for a wannabe tribute act to really be at the top of the tree like yours is?
I think it's important to do your research. I've spent countless hours watching videos and listening to as many things as I can, listening to interviews to try and get the speaking voice right, picking up on mannerisms, physical mannerisms. And then, I've been lucky in that I've not had to spend an awful lot of money on costumes because he wears sort of regular clothes, whereas some of the tribute acts, you know, like Elton John's or some of the female acts have to spend thousands of pounds to get costumes made. But try and be authentic, try and replicate things. Don't be afraid to put your own sort of spin on things because, you know, people appreciate you are a tribute, you're not the real thing. So some people don't expect you to be absolutely spot on with everything, but try and bring as much authenticity as, you know, to the role as you can. And remember that you are just playing a role and you're not don't cross over that line where you start to believe that you are the artist. Remember that, you know, there is a bit of separation. I think that's important as well.
Absolutely. And there's a bit of separation in your life from performing on stage as Billy Joel, etc., and your big interest, because your big interest is, like mine, it's sport, and particularly football, and definitely Liverpool, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It was my birthday last week, and my daughter's decorated the living room with a big Liverpool banner and Liverpool-themed decoration, so I'm currently looking at those now.
So, what's your view on Liverpool in 2026, Liverpool FC?
It's been a very, very strange season. You know, to 5 games unbeaten at the start when nobody was expecting that, and then we've not had a league win in September, I don't think. You know, it's been very, very strange. I got to watch them last week. The Burnley match was really frustrating to watch. I'm going to watch them on Wednesday, so hopefully we'll have a positive result on Wednesday. But yeah, it's been a really, really strange few months.
But your love of Liverpool has actually got you an unusual, if you like, bit of praise, hasn't it? Because you've done acts and shows for Liverpool Football Club themselves, haven't you?
Yeah, it was more luck than judgment. But I remember before I started doing the tribute work, I'd see other singers doing big, you know, these big events, these big shows. And I was like, how do I get into that sort of market? And I started working with a production company, and we were doing a sort of Greatest Showman themed type show for a run of Christmas shows in Manchester. And they phoned and said, oh, we need to put a bonus show in on a Sunday. Same venue, same event, but it's for a different audience. And when I got to the venue, I saw the guest list, and I was like, hang on a minute. And it was the James Milner Foundation charity ball. So we were the entertainment for the James Milner Foundation event. And all the Liverpool players were there. Little Mix were there. Loads of celebrities were there. And I bumped into Jurgen Klopp on the way back to the dressing room. And he stopped me and went, hey, great performance. And that was it. That was my life, mate.
Right. And you're able to use that quote forevermore now, aren't you?
I'll forever dine out on that.
Yeah, nervous though going in, once you know the guest list and your affiliation to Liverpool, you thought, oh my goodness me.
Yeah, I popped up on a lot of their sort of Instagram stories and things, you know, when they were recording what was going on through the night. So that was sort of my 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, well, that sounds really, really good. I wish I'd had 5 minutes of fame like that, I tell you. Now, you're at the Victoria Hall this week, but you're also, if people can't make it this weekend, you're also in Stafford at the Gatehouse, aren't you, in a couple of weeks' time, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
So, yep, and Gatehouse is a lovely little theatre too. I was there for a Tina Turner tribute on Friday.
Oh, right.
So that sounds really good. You're going to be able to be caught in the Midlands.
Yes, yeah.
So everybody asks you this question. I know what you're going to say. All Billy Joel songs will be your little babies, really, won't they, in the end? I bet you can't tell me your favourite one or the one you actually enjoy playing the most.
Even though I didn't write them, I do feel, you know, every one of them is precious to me. But I just really like the way that different song, the way the audience responds to different songs. So that, you know, there are certain songs in the show that sort of incite the sort of reaction from people. And I just love to see that, because the songs mean so much to people in the audience for wildly different reasons. So maybe Just the Way You Are was a couple's first dance at their wedding, or She's Always a Woman was a song that somebody proposed to somebody with. Uptown Girl gets everybody up dancing. So I can't choose a favorite, because I just love the way that, you know, that they cause these different reactions amongst the audience.
Yeah, you let the audience choose their own particular favourites, in other words.
Yeah. The song Vienna, for example, we get a lot of young sort of teenagers in, and they've come because they know that one song, and the reaction that song gets is baffling, because it's not the most well-known song, but the youngsters in the audience all know it, and it's sort of a gateway song for the rest of his music for this younger audience that we're noticing quite a lot of at a lot of shows recently.
That's fabulous. Gaz, it's been great talking to you. It's been glad I was able to catch up with you finally, and I hope you have all success in the world.
Thank you so much.